Sup, everybody. This is another great installment of the Final X Legends podcast. I have a amazing billion-dollar writer right here who got a billion-dollar mindset with some billion-dollar creative works. I have a Mr. Don Roberts here who's blessing us with his presence today. Mr. Roberts, how are you today?
What's happening, man? I'm good.
Man, that's what I'm talking about right there. I love that energy. So you're a writer, right?
Yes, I'm a writer, man. I like to call myself a writer.
So, Avi, you like to call yourself one. Do you write? Do you got some works for us that you would like to share?
I'm writing my book, what's already written, Life and Times of Don Roberts, Volume 1, Staring into the Sun. And the reason I say I call myself a writer is because it's not something that I really wanted to do. It's not like I had this mindset to be an author. It's just, you know, some things happened in my life and just started writing stuff and it is what it is now.
Yeah, there's a story that you wanted to tell and there was a calling for it and you were able to use something that you were taught to be able to tell this story, which I do like because I do have people come on here and they be like, oh yeah, I've been writing since I was 8. I've been doing this and whatnot. So it's you know, I've met some people that's like, oh, I've never really written, but this is, you know, what I was called to do. So it is nice to be able to hear the differences of people who write. You know, not everybody comes from this like huge background of like being a nerd or being an introvert or, you know, being into poetry and stuff like that. You know, some people, it just came.
What I can say is that my strong point in school was English.
Oh, that's good. So it was already rooted in you.
Yeah. You know, I've always been good with words. That's something that my mom is stealing in me. A few years ago, which is more than a few years ago now, about 2001, 2002, I had a little venture in music, rapping and stuff like that.
Hey.
To be a good rapper, to write a good song, you got to be able to tell a story.
Yep. And one thing that I'll say about like rapping, back in 2015, my best friend got me into rapping. Because when I was in high school, you know, I've been a writer and I was a poet. And, you know, if you can write poetry and you can write, you know, lyrics and whatnot and make things, you know, rhyme, you can freestyle. All you got to do is do that, but do it faster in your head. And you got to come from the real. Like rapping and freestyle is the best when it comes from the real. You know what I'm talking about. I know you done been around the homies and y'all had a freestyle session before. You ain't never been part of a freestyle session?
Yeah, I mean, I ain't no freestyler, man. You feel me? Like, it's a sporadic moments where I zone out and I kick something that's kind of like, ooh, okay, I feel it, but most of the time I think it's hard. You know what I mean?
Yeah, ain't nothing, you know, everybody got their own little quirks or whatnot. So let me ask you, while you were writing this book, like, so is this a memoir? This is based off of your real life, right?
Yeah, but it's an interesting story. It's amazing how these events happen, man. As a matter of fact, I heard your podcast with I forgot what the guy's name was, with the Italian accent.
Steve Sacchi.
Yeah, Steve Sacchi, man. And it was something that you guys said caught my attention because the events that happened in my life, you would swear that they could not have happened to one person. You would think that I am lying, the things that happened in my life. But no, yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, like the ridiculous events and whatnot. Would you be willing to share, you know, one of these, you know, detrimental events that you've been through that are in this, you know, story, in this, the story of you, your life and whatnot?
I surely will. And hopefully this will captivate, you know, people's attentions and everything. And I know this is not for... everybody's not going to listen to the podcast, you know, but for those people that are listening to the podcast, they can get a glimpse of how my life is. Everybody else can find out this later on. But a few years ago, I was going through something with my health. And it's one of those things where you call the doctor up. If it's cool, go ahead with your life. If not, then you got to come into the office and talk about it. So I called my doctor up. Doctor was on vacation or whatever. And I made the appointment. So for about 2 weeks, I'm stressing out. I finally get the call from the doctor. The doctor was like, hey, man, you need to come into the office and talk about this immediately. So 3 days after that, I'm tripping. I'm stressed. I'm like, damn, man, what the fuck? Like what's going to happen? The third day, I tell myself, I was like, hey, bro, calm the fuck down. Because whatever happened, you're going to be all right. As soon as I did that, I took a deep breath. I looked at my odometer, and my odometer said 777. I'm like, okay, it's gonna be a good day. You feel me? I'm feeling good. You know what I mean? Lunch come, I didn't bring my lunch. I had to go down the hill, go get my lunch. I go buy it and get my change, and my change is $7.77. I'm like, okay, this is a good day. So I get back up to the job. You feel me? This is a big job. I'm an operating engineer, so I do bulldozers, cranes, stuff like that. This is a huge job I'm working on. A lot of equipment, a lot of vehicles out there. Feeling good, get up, get back to the job. I get to the entrance of the job. The water truck stops in front of me. The water truck number is 777.
Oh,
I'm
my
like,
God.
I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah. I'm tripping. That's some signs right there.
Bro, I'm tripping, right? So I'm like, I get off of work. I go to a totally different store. I get a totally different set of items. Man, my total was $7. I'm like, man, what the hell is going on? So I get to the house, man. I'm tripping off all the events that happened in the day, the bit that just happened with the $7. I go to sit down on my bed, kick off my shoes. I look back as I sit on my bed, and the dog shit on my bed.
Ooh.
And the reason I'm telling this story how it is because this event is one of many that's happened in my life. And I feel that we are all receptors of God. We all get these signs, get these messages. It's our job to discern these signs. A lot of people don't because it's easier not to. They write it off as coincidence. And what I got from this sign was that 7 is a lucky number, 7 is a holy number, 7 is a blessed number. Even though I'm blessed, shit still happens.
Yep. You are absolutely right.
This is what I got a lot of. I have enough of those stories that I'm writing 7 books.
That is amazing. I like that. And are you familiar with numerology?
Kind of. I know 7 is complete, 7 is whole. I haven't delved further into the, you know what I mean, the meaning of the 7, but you know,
yeah,
some kind of knowledge.
I mean, even my knowledge is very, you know, scarce in it. You know, I could dive into it. You know, it's just, yeah, it's not something I need to know. I'm already very familiar with the correspondence of numbers in existence. I don't need to go into the whole theological mindset of that. So that is what that is. Let me ask you something. Since you are a new writer, do you find yourself like, you know, are you exhausted when you write? Like when you finish writing, do you feel like you just worked an 8-hour shift and you know you got off of work, or do you feel like you were able to get something out and you feel relaxed and rejuvenated and you feel, you know, revitalized?
Well, I write in spurts. I find myself when I try, it doesn't come as natural. So when I get the notion or whatever, that's when I write, and it just comes out freely. And I feel a lot better. And part of this book is a therapy, you know what I mean, to release the my thought process and to help other people who may have a similar thought process. You know what I mean? I've done stuff. I'm 41 years old. I've seen a lot, been through a lot. People might be going through the same thing, similar things. Learn from me. You know what I mean? Or you don't even have to take everything that I'm saying as the word, as the golden rule. You might be able to pick out something from my story that worked for me and make it your own. You know what I mean? So, it's a relief. It's refreshing.
That is good. That is really good. So, is there any kryptonite to your writing? Like, is there anything that hinders you from being able to write? I know you said, you know, you sometimes it doesn't work when you try to force it. So is there anything that comes up whenever you, you know, writing? Like something that just like makes it to where you just can't write. You just got to walk away from it.
That's a good question.
Did it all just flow to you easily?
No, it didn't. It doesn't all just flow easily. Like my kids, I have 4 and 6-year-old, and you know what I mean? They don't care about anything other than me taking care of them. And I wouldn't call it kryptonite, you know, it's just kids being kids, but I say one of the biggest kryptonites is alcohol. And, you know, I put it like that. Even with the Saki story, there were a lot of similarities in our story. And you know, I just finished 2 years sobriety from alcohol, and that was that would be a kryptonite.
Yeah, I mean, but it is good that you know have overcome a lot of those addictions and things that you know naturally hinder you know anyone that falls victim to them, really. Yeah. That is really good. Now, do you have any books that are some of your favorites? I mean, I know you weren't big into writing beforehand, but were there any books that like shaped you, you know, affected you, helped you become the man that you are today?
Yeah, I'm not heavy. I believe in quality over quantity. So I don't read very many books. As you know, it's irony that I'm writing a book and I don't read very many books. But one of the books that really opened my eyes was a book called Sophie's World.
Hmm.
A philosophy book. It's a very, very interesting book. It opened a third eye.
Really?
A lot of interesting stuff started happening.
Oh, yeah?
I read that book.
Like what? Yes.
Borderline is, it may seem borderline psychotic. Or however you want to put it. But anyway, so basically the premise of the book is this girl gets a philosophy project. She doesn't know how to attack it. While she's walking home, she's trying to figure out, like, damn, how am I going to do this? When she gets home, there's a letter in the mail. And the letter is telling her that I'm this guy, and I heard you got a project, and I'm here to help you. They've never met before. She don't know who the hell this dude is. But through the book, they go through different stages of time and the different philosophies through those stages. And then, you know, it's just a big, giant lesson. Come to find out that they're communicating with each other through two different dimensions. And, like, at the end of it, the dimensions become intertwined or something like that. Like, it's the book is crazy. But like I said, after it was over, I just had, like, a damn moment. So, anyway. Well, when I started the music, I had just moved to Stockton, California, and I didn't know anybody out there. I didn't have a TV or anything, so I was like really in tune with music, so much so that if I put my earphones on and I listen to the music, I could feel the vibrations through my whole body. And this is before I finished the book. So after I finished the book, I remember there was this guy named Al Greens. The scene out there in Stockton with the music was kind of wishy-washy, but there was this one guy named Al Greens that had a soul that I felt. And after I finished the book, I remember I was saying, like, damn, I want to meet this dude. I was in my room. My radio that I had at the time was on the kitchen counter by the light. I remember coming out of my room, and I'm going to flip the light switch on in the kitchen. And as soon as Al Greens was on the radio, and I put my finger on the switch to flip it, and Al Greens was like, he was like, yeah, like when you hit that switch. And when he said that, I'm like, man, what the fuck? Like, hey, I just thought, like, hell no, ain't no way. I went to flip the switch. The very moment I went to flip that switch, he was like right now. I'm like, man, what the fuck? Like, hey, there ain't no way this guy. I called the radio station up a couple days after that. I ended up getting through to him. I talked to him. He was like, he's like, where you from? I told him I was from Oakland. He was like, come down to the radio station. I'm like, what? He's like, yeah, come down. So I came down to the radio station. You feel me? He had me in there, showing me how to work the boards. You know what I mean? Showing me how the studio worked, whatever. He was like, what you doing tomorrow? I was like, man, nothing. He's like, come back tomorrow. I came back the next day. Next day I came back. It's like a goddamn party out there, man. They had Jamaicans out there doing stunts on motorcycles, all types of stuff. The dude ended up showing me around Stockton and everything. And after that, it was hard to get in contact with him. He ended up getting a car accident, died, and all type of stuff. But yeah, crazy, man.
That is insane. Like the amount of wild. You weren't kidding when you said your life has those wild events and crazy, wacky corresponding coincidences. Like that's, you know, you are very blessed and you are very lucky and both unlucky all at the same time. And that's just pretty insane. You know, I want to ask you real quick, where can we find, you know, you know, your links to social media, your websites, you know, can you tell us all where we can get in touch with you?
Yeah, my website, coolempire.com, KOOLEMPIRE.com. That's where I am going to sell the book. The book doesn't come out to 7 o'clock p.m. July 7th, 777. To keep people engaged, keep my base engaged, I'm writing blogs. You know, just to put my perspective out there, and, you know, and just let people know who I am and, you know, how I feel about things. Check that out. Check out my blogs on that website. I'm on social media. I am on Instagram. Cool is the one, KOOLISTHE, the number one. As a matter of fact, that's across all platforms. That's on Twitter. That's on Facebook. That's on Instagram.
That is amazing. Y'all, I'm going to make sure that all of his links are in the description of this podcast. That's going to wrap it up for today, guys. This has been another great installment of the Final X Legends podcast. This is a billion-dollar writer right here. This man has had some crazy events in his life. I look forward to hearing more about his publishing journey and, you know, growing. And I actually would love to get you back on with Steven Sacky one day so you two can both speak. Everyone.
For sure. $1 billion. Let's get it.
You know it. Stay in touch with everyone. Connect, network, stay blessed. Hang out with your family and friends. You know, if you got any misconnections out there, family members that you haven't spoken to in a while, any friends that you've fallen off with, reconnect, rebuild those bridges that have been torn or burned. We are human beings. We're not even human beings. We're energy having a whole human experience. So we can do whatever we want to do, and we can rebuild those things and make sure that we have beautiful, blessed memories and, you know, good, healthy karma. So with that being said, this is going to wrap up the show. I love you guys. This has been Joshua, and I'm out. Bye.